2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. This is our devotion for the day, and I've got three thoughts on how to box in a bigger or heavier weight category. And that's the idea I really want to talk to you today, talk to you about today. Therefore, verse 16, 2 Corinthians 4, therefore, we do not become discouraged, spiritless, disappointed, or afraid, though our outer selves is progressively wasting away, yet our inner self is being progressively renewed day by day. For our momentary light distress, this passing trouble, is producing for us an eternal weight of glory, a fullness beyond all measure, surpassing all other comparisons, transcending any other splendor, and is full of endless blessedness. I mean, you can count on the Amplified Bible to really build it up, right? So we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are unseen. For the things which are visible are temporary, just brief and fleeting, but the things which are invisible are eternal and imperishable. I have so much joy out of this passage of Scripture, because Paul is reminding us that when things seem heavy, we should remember that some weight is valuable. Gold is measured by weight. Boxers box in a weight category, and sometimes we tease people and say they're a lightweight, right? And part of all that conversation is just a reminder that while some things might seem heavy in earthly standards, they are light in kingdom standards. And some things that seem heavy to the world is actually nothing but a yoke that is easy and a burden that is light. Kingdom stuff. And so I want to remind you today, as we head into yet another season after a presidential family meeting, yet another season of progress and a lockdown and where the levels are at on all of that. As we go through yet another one of those, I want to remind you, this light and momentary distress is producing something in us of an eternal weight of glory. And I want to talk to you a couple of things about how to keep your perspective right on that in measuring your boxing category, your weight category. And so here are a couple of things. First of all, you always measure the weight of a man or a woman by their inner substance, not their outer substance. Well, if so long as the stuff that's on the inside of you is greater than the stuff you have around you, then you're a person of substance. You know, some people, they put stuff around them in an attempt to elevate their status. People sometimes think that if I've got stuff around me, you know, I'm a certain class of person. Well, let me tell you, the class of person we are is measured by something on the inside of us, not something on the outside. So Paul says, you know, the outer stuff, it wastes away. It's forever depreciating. It's always got a diminishing value. But the stuff on the inside escalates in value, appreciates in value. And that actually determines the true value of who we are. And so this weight of glory that Paul talks about. The second idea I wanted to share with you is that our unseen assets, the things that are in our hearts from heaven, are greater than our seen assets. What I mean by that is if the only vision we have is external, I have a vision for a bigger or a better external thing, then we're a little bit blind, or the Bible calls it short-sighted. But if our vision is for something eternal, a little bit longer, a little bit more spiritual, then the measure of it is a weight of glory. And there's something really powerful about that. I think our team are trying to solve the problem at this point. We'll wait on and push it on afterwards, guys. We'll post it as a link afterwards. And so the second principle being, have a vision into the unseen, the spiritual, not only a vision for the practical, because that makes you a person of substance. And you've got some weight to you. Gravitas is the word I'm looking for, you know. And then the third thing I wanted to share with you about how to be a person of substance or have weight of glory is how you measure progress. You see, Paul says that this light and momentary trouble is producing for us something new, a progress in our hearts. And you measure progress not by external things, but by internal things. You know, a person who becomes incredibly patient because they've had to wait and navigate over a long period of time. A person who has compassion and empathy because they've suffered loss. They've got a certain weight to them in that moment that somebody who hasn't been through that doesn't know. And so, good morning on YouTube. Those of you first-time YouTubers, I'm sorry about Facebook. Facebook logged out and tried to log back in. And I think I had the same problem yesterday with Facebook. It made me reload all my login details. So maybe they've done some sort of a software update or a login thing. And so this morning we're catching up. These three things, that something is a person is a person of substance or spiritual weight of glory, if your inner value is greater than your external value, if your unseen vision is greater than your seen vision, and if you measure progress spiritually. You know, sometimes we want to measure progress practically. We all read reports all the time. We read analytics all the time. We say, how's it going? What are my analytics saying? What is my financial report saying? What is the progress of things saying? Well, the answer to that is we can also measure things spiritually. Good morning, Yonela in East London. We measure things by determining if Christ-likeness is being born in us. If we develop Christ-likeness, you say, well, I'm making good progress. How much would you pay for progress? Well, the Bible says all of these light and momentary troubles are worth it. It's the price worth paying for the product God is producing. So I want us to think about it in that way. Something really special taking place on the earth right now. It's extraordinarily difficult for some people and extraordinarily confusing for others. Some are all in it and some think it's all a conspiracy, but I'll tell you what God is doing. He's helping us produce a substance, a weight of glory in us, because some things are measured by the weight, like gold, silver and precious stones. So I hope that's been helpful to you. Thank you very much for the encouragement. I don't have an email from you, Derek, I'm afraid, but I suggest you use the one that was posted here. They always make sure I get it, and they ask me if I replied and all of that. I don't have another email from you. So with all of that in mind, I'm going to take a moment to pray, and then what we'll do is post this to Facebook so that we can get our Facebook community on board today. Let's pray. Good morning, Perth. Father, we thank you so much for your word, that it reminds us that these light and momentary troubles are working on our behalf for us to produce a product that's worth paying for. Lord, we pray that you'll teach us to measure things wisely today and to measure them spiritually, not just externally. Thank you that what's on the inside is of greater value than what's on the outside. Thank you that spiritual sight is worth more than being nearsighted. And we ask that by your Spirit, we will have those assets in Jesus' name. Amen.